The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. And this week we have some theater peeps in the house. We have Taconic High School and Pittsfield High School, who are both gearing up and in the midst of their spring musicals. Pittsfield High School is doing Urinetown, and Taconic High School is doing Big Fish. We have Mr. Barry and Ben from Pittsfield High School, and Ms. Martin and Brendan from Taconic High School. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Awesome. So Urinetown has been underway. You have one weekend under your belt.
We do, and one more to go.
One more to go. May 1st and 8th and May 2nd and 9th are the shows at Pittsfield High School. The 2nd is at 7 p.m. and the 9th is at 2:30, and Big Fish opens on the 8th, 8th, 9th, 14th, 15th, 16th, with several times to go. And May 14th is Pay What You Can Night, which I love.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start with Urinetown. The name of the show is Urinetown, like pee, U-R-I-N-E. People don't understand. They think we're saying your, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, in town. And it, no. And this was a Broadway hit, right?
Yeah, we're hitting you with jokes before you even get in the theater.
Exactly. So talk about what Urinetown is about, Mr. Barry.
Well, it's so funny. When I said, this is the musical I'm going to do, one of the vice principals at PHS just sort of looked at me blankly and said, like, pee? I said, no, so Urinetown, oh gosh, how would you describe it, Ben? It is a musical that is keenly aware that it is a musical. It's very meta, and it takes every available opportunity to kind of make fun of the art of musical theater as it unfolds as a delightful musical in its own right. So, fans of musical theater, you'll see moments of Les Mis, Zorba the Greek, Threepenny Opera, Fiddler on the Roof. Like, you'll see these sort of iconic Guys and Dolls. Mm-hmm. There are all these moments that sort of get lampooned in pursuit of its self-proclaimed ridiculous premise.
Yes.
Yeah.
The narrator, who is played by Gloria Williams, is hysterical because the narrator says, we're in a musical. This is a musical, and you're in the musical, and talks to the audience and like, we're still here. You're still here. This is longer than you anticipated. It is so funny. And Ben, what? Who do you play in the show?
Yes, I play the role of Bobby Strong, who is, he's basically like the most stereotypical, I think, romantic lead, I would say, in like all of musical theater. Like, I think another character, Hope, who is played by Evelyn Rothman, we're just very like, I think we're just a very like, it kind of almost reminds me of Little Shop of Horrors, almost in the sense of like Seymour and Audrey. I think we're just very like stereotypical, like stupid, like, oh yeah, the guy is just really stupid, and the girl's like, oh my gosh, like, it's just very like, I just think it's very stupid, but it's very funny in a funny way, exactly, in a camp way.
It is the smartest stupid show.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
That's a good thing to say. It's the smartest stupid show. So we're talking about Urinetown, which is playing at Pittsfield High School May 2nd and 9th. May 2nd at 7 p.m. and May 9th at 2:30 p.m. There are tickets available online.
It will be the 8th and 9th, actually. So it'll be Friday the Friday the 8th at 7 and
thank
then Saturday the 9th at 2:30.
No, because I'm reading from last weekend. So I'm not, May 8th and 9th, obviously. May 8th and 9th is in the future. So that's good. A satirical Broadway musical set in a dystopian future. This is very funny. I read your description. So, PHS, you can follow Proteus on social media and look for ticket links for that. And Taconic High School is opening Big Fish this weekend, May 8th and 9th, 14th, 15th, and 16th. So you're just getting started.
Yeah, we're in the middle of Tech Week right now.
Woo! Yeah. So tell us about Big Fish.
Yeah, so Big Fish follows the story of a father and a son, and the father tells these, like, larger-than-life stories. He met a mermaid, he went to the circus, he fought a war, he flew out of a cannon, and he tells all of these stories to his son, and his son, as they're coming to the end of the father's life, the son is trying to wrestle with what is true, what actually happened in these stories. So we get to see all of these stories recreated and then watch the son kind of go through and figure out who is his father and the relationship that the two of them have.
Is it sad?
I think that sad is a relative word. I think that there is, it talks a lot about legacy and the idea of legacy. And when someone leaves you, what do you remember and what do you take with you? And I think that is told through stories.
Oh, I love that.
And so that's kind of what we've done is I think there are sad moments, but I think it ends in a really reflective way because we tell stories about the people we love and we care about. And so the son continues the story by carrying his father with him.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. So we were talking to Taconic High School. Ms. Martin is the theater director, and Brendan is one of the actors in Big Fish. Brendan, what role do you play?
I am playing Edward Bloom. He is the father that she mentioned before. He's the one telling all the crazy stories. And I've been doing musical theater since I was like 6 years old, I want to say. So being able to play a character that's a storyteller, as I've been a storyteller my whole life, is something that's been really exciting. Getting on stage and singing the silly songs, but also this, like, being serious and having that range between the two is something that's been really exciting for me.
That's
like
very
telling
cool.
that story.
Yes, the name of the show is Big Fish, a larger than life father fills his life with wild stories and unbelievable adventures, but when his son sets out to find the truth, he discovers there might be more to the stories than he realized. That's also a very good description, whoever came up with that. We have both of these shows on our website, lovepittsfield.com, for more information. lovepittsfield.com for more information on the Pittsfield High School show and the Taconic High School show. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on 89.7 WTBR and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. We are so lucky to have two amazing high school productions in the spring and other times of year. Pittsfield High School is in the midst of Urinetown. Yes, you heard that correctly. And Taconic High School is doing Big Fish. Pittsfield High School has one weekend under their belts for Urinetown, and they have the 8th and 9th at 7 p.m. and 2:30 on the 9th. So all of this stuff is on lovepittsfield.com, and you can follow them on social media. So Brendan and Ben have known each other for quite a while. Speaking of musical theater, they've been doing stuff with Berkshire Theater Group and other entities. So talk about, like, how you got involved and how you've evolved over the years. Brendan, why don't you go first?
Sure. My mother is the director of education at Berkshire Theater Group, and my father taught theater at Herberg for a number of years, so it was a no-brainer that sort of involved there. My first show, I want to say, like, my first one that had, like, sold tickets on a stage, I did theater camps before it, but was The Lion King Jr. at the Colonial Theater. I want to say 2017, maybe earlier, maybe later. I don't know. Somewhere in that range. But I did one show, and I've been doing at least, I think, three shows a year ever since then. It's been really exciting to be able to grow within both Berkshire Theater Group and then take those talents that I learned there outside to my high school, which I've done every single show. Every single show that's been across the Taconic stage in the past 4 years, I've had an involvement in. So that's
awesome. Congratulations. Yeah. And you're a senior.
Yes.
So what are your plans?
My plan is I'm attending Syracuse University, their Newhouse School, for their television, radio, film program.
Woohoo! So here we are in a radio studio. This is a pretty fancy studio, right? This is the studio that used to be at Taconic High School, and they moved it, thankfully. PCTV saved WTBR, and so now it's this. So you are very comfortable here in the radio studio, and the new in-house school at Syracuse is awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're on your way, Brendan. And Ben, let's talk about your first experience with theater and what you've been doing over the years and how it's evolved.
Yeah, so my first experience on stage with theater was with Berkshire Theater Group in 2019 in Shrek the Musical.
Dancing Rat.
I was Dancing Rat. That was so much fun. I remember, because
we were Dancing
Rats. We were Dancing Rats together. It was a lot of fun. I've been doing theater ever since. I think, Brendan and I have been in so many things together. Even after that, we were in Willy Wonka.
Yep, that's right? Willy Wonka.
That was really fun.
Footloose.
And a bunch of other things. And I think I've learned so many things from theater in general, but I think one of the main things I love about theater is that I think the community it brings. I think it's just a lot of fun to work with so many people that have become my friends, and that I think we're always there for each other. And I just think theater is really fun, and I think I wish more people could experience it and not be afraid to indulge themselves in it, because I think you learn a lot of things even if you only do one show.
Amen. After.
Hear, hear.
Yes, we agree. And Mr. Barry and Ms. Martin can talk about that too. I mean, you see these theater kids in your classes, but also, of course, on stage for these big shows, and it gives them experiences that they'll use their entire lives, right?
Absolutely.
Do you want to talk about that at all?
I was just talking about this last night at rehearsal. My favorite thing is I go out to the cafeteria during lunch duty, and all of them are talking to each other. It doesn't matter what grade level they are. They we spend so much time together that, like Ben said, the sense of community that exists. We spend a lot of time together, so we're one big family, and families have our issues sometimes, a lot of time. But just watching those interactions and then being able to have these conversations, but also the sense of empathy that you have to develop when you are a performer. Because what you're doing is so unbelievably vulnerable that the empathy that they develop for one another, but also the characters that they're portraying, right? Because not every character is the happiest, go luckiest, most perfect person, right? There's morally gray characters and things that are concerning, but watching them try and understand that and have empathy for the choices that person is making, whether they would do it themselves, I think that within itself is its own skill.
Yes. Mr. Barry, do you have anything to add to life skills?
Sure. I mean, I think, learning and studying theater is just a little bit of everything that's good. It's like the ultimate liberal arts all-consuming thing, right? You're going to be studying. We had to do math to build the set. We had to, there's anthropology, there's history, there's literature, obviously. But the thing that I really love about watching young people come up through theater programs is the way they take care of each other is so profoundly moving to me. If a student forgets a prop, there's 2-3 students right behind that student ready to just say, oh, here it is, I'm just going to sneak that on the stage for you. If someone's having a bad day, there's a group of friends surrounding them, raising them up. It's just every time I turn around, I just see these young people being so kind to each other. And no matter what size your role is, it is always a true ensemble, and these people work together as such a unit. That kind of teamwork, it's just... I mean, theater really brings that quality out in people, and it's something I've always appreciated about it. So
yes, and you have a background in theater, too. You've been on stage and behind the scenes.
Absolutely. I haven't settled down into a regular job like this ever in my life. I've been a total, journeyman freelance actor and director for pretty much all my life. And then, but I'm incredibly grateful to have this job teaching. I mean, where I grew up, there was no theater teacher in our public schools. Where I grew up, you couldn't go down the street and take field trips to Shakespeare and Company, Berkshire Theater Group, Barrington Stage, Chester Theater Company, Williamstown. It's the amount of exciting things happening in theater. It is an embarrassment of riches in this part of the Berkshires. Mm-hmm. And no wonder these schools are doing such excellent work with students. It's just... It's really part of our community here in Pittsfield and in the Berkshires.
That's right. We agree. We agree wholeheartedly. And how exciting. So we have Pittsfield High School here and Taconic High School. And let's talk about Lost Boys, which is on Broadway right now. There is a graduate from Pittsfield High School starring in the show. And then there is a graduate from Taconic High School who is the assistant director to the show. So, yes, wow. Most people on the stages of Pittsfield High School and Taconic High School don't really expect to go to Broadway, but these are two examples of people. I saw Ali Louise Borsky with like Steph Curry, like shaking Steph Curry's hands like in the opening. Yeah. You know, whatever. Zoe, who was the other? Zoe Deschanel. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's fine. And then Caroline Fairweather is the assistant director that went to Taconic High School. She's written all over the things, all over social media. I'm like, these people are from Taconic High School and Pittsfield High School. How cool is that? Representing Pittsfield appropriately.
It's the coolest.
Very cool.
We got to take a field trip.
Yeah. I know. The Lost Boys. Woo.
Move over, Steph Curry. With Ben and Brandon.
That's right. So it's very exciting. And congratulations, of course, to them. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Thrilled to have one First Fridays at 5 under our belt. May 1st, it's the earliest First Fridays can be the first of the month. We can't control it. It just happens. So May 1st, we're like, the week before, we were like, oh my goodness, it's a week away, probably as you were for the opening. And the weather was beautiful, so it turned out to be a great night. We had food vendors, lots of music, Nate Martell Band, and then WNYT was broadcasting live from there. So thank you to the crew from WNYT and to all the vendors, musicians, and artists that were a part of that. The next one is June 5th. It is not June 1st, thankfully. It's not quite the earliest it can be. So we'll see everyone in June. And May was sponsored by Access Plus. Grateful for them. And coming up in June, we have Mountain One sponsoring. I also want to mention that Art Week Berkshires is coming up May 15th through the 25th. This is a collaborative event all across the Berkshires between the five cultural districts of the Mass Cultural Council, Pittsfield, Lenox, Great Barrington, North Adams, and Williamstown. And there are 275 events over the course of these days, including Big Fish. Thank you for listing that.
Absolutely.
We really encourage everyone that's having an event during Art Week to put it in Art Week. You don't have to make up a new event to make it a part of Art Week if you're already having events. So I reached out to Ms. Martin and said, please put your event on Art Week. So we got a bunch of new events over the last week, and we're thrilled. May 15th through the 25th, we do have that information on lovepittsfield.com, but the real people behind this is One Berkshire, so berkshires.org. They've been adding them all to the website, berkshires.org. Art Week Berkshires, May 15th through the 25th, 2026. Pittsfield High School is here and Taconic High School is here to talk about Urinetown and Big Fish. Urinetown has May 8th and 9th at the 8th, on the 8th at 7 p.m. 9th is 2:30. It is a satirical Broadway musical set in a dystopian future plagued by a 20-year-old drought. I can't even talk about it because it's so funny. There's scenes of people like lining up to pay to use the bathroom. There is this corporate person on the top of the mountain. I mean, it's just like, it's very funny. And the funniest part of this play is the satirical moment where someone says something like shocking and the whole cast goes, what? Throughout the whole thing. And it's just very funny. So you have two more chances to see it. And Mr. Barry is here, who is the director of theater at Pittsfield High School. And Ben is one of the students. Let's talk about the rehearsal process. When did you start rehearsing this?
We started, I think, right after February break.
That sounds right.
Yeah, the week after. And we've been rehearsing ever since. I think we did, we wanted to get all, we, I think we, well, we kind of did everything at once, but I think it seems like the songs were first. I don't know if we did it in a specific order necessarily, but I think it was mostly like songs and then like getting on stage and getting like the general sense of everything and then going back and kind of adding it all together.
Yeah, that, I think you nailed it. This was a challenge to schedule. I think two-thirds of the cast was in driver ed for the first half of the rehearsal period. And I was like, how do I get like the people who... I just want to rehearse one scene with everyone who's in it, you know? Yeah. So it was a real challenge. But, you know, everybody worked really hard and they pulled together beautifully, and Friday was a super exciting opening. It was wonderful to host all our, like, 23 people from THS who came to see the show, and we're going to go see their closing weekend. So, yeah, and then Saturday, the cast, you know, was really grounded, took a big leap forward, and I can't wait to see the heights they reach on closing weekend, so don't miss it.
Yes, May 8th and 9th is closing weekend for Urinetown. May 8th at 7 p.m. and the 9th at 2:30. And Big Fish is in the heart of Tech Week. So there are people not in theater that have no idea what that entails. So talk about Tech Week and what it is.
Tech Week is when we add all the technical elements to the show, which means costumes, the lights, the sound. Just yesterday, we started really with like costumes and sound specifically. We've had our lighting designer here for a couple of days putting stuff together, but yesterday was the first time we had all of it together all at once, and we did a run of Act One, and it was really it was a lot of fun. Firstly, but it was like it was really. It was cool to see it all put together, and you really figure out how tiring it is to put on a show of that scale.
Yeah. There's about 200 costumes in the show. He has, like, 20 on his own. So Act 1 run through yesterday was a lot of fun, but it was a very quick learning experience on just how short amount of 30 seconds worth of changing time it really is. but, yeah, that's what Tech Week is, and we run the show. We have a small invited audience that comes in on Thursday of teachers and parents that are able to kind of be there just like that one final, we can do this, people laugh at our jokes, we know that the show is okay before we open on Friday.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So great. Big Fish is opening May 8th, and they play May 8th, 9th, 14th, 15th, 16th. Plenty of opportunities to go see. You can see all of this information on lovepittsfield.com. We have Taconic's, Big Fish, and Pittsfield's Urinetown information on lovepittsfield.com. Now, Urinetown was on Broadway for years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a while ago.
I think it actually opened the same week as 9/11. It was like very strange time in New York. But it's really cool. I have the original Bobby Strong, Hunter Foster, is a guy that I've worked with a bunch, and I've really stopped myself from asking him inside baseball questions because I really wanted this to be our own production. But if you listen to the cast recording, that's him singing Bobby Strong, and he's directed me in a bunch of stuff over the years. But so it's been fun to think about his legacy with that, and for me to be able to share this show with my students at PHS is such a treat.
It's very cool. And there are, as is often the case, when you listen or go to these shows, you're like, oh, yeah, I know that song. And you never knew what it was from.
Right.
This happened to a couple of songs through your... I'm like, oh, I've heard that song before.
Oh, good.
But I didn't know what it was from. That happens, like, because I am not a musical theater connoisseur like many of you are in this room. So I'm like, oh. And tell me about Big Fish. Is that brand new? Was it on Broadway?
Yeah, so Big Fish is based on a book by David Wallace that Tim Burton actually turned into a movie in 2004. So the musical came after that. So it was book, movie, musical. And it was on Broadway. Norbit Leo Butz was in it for a while. He played Shrek at one point. And Kate Baldwin, it was on Broadway for a bit. And then obviously it closed now. But yeah, it was based on the Tim Burton movie. And the musical takes a lot from the movie and the book, and kind of turns it into its own very, very, I mean, there's a tap dancing number. We're in a country showdown at one point. So they they take a lot of those things and then turn them into very musical theatery things. And I think it'd be similar of the, you hear the music and you're like, oh, I've heard that song before.
Yeah, I bet that is. I got to listen to the track of Big Fish or be surprised when I go see it. But it is funny how that happens. And you mentioned this earlier, how in You're in Town there's little mentions of other musicals. And that also happens when you're like, oh, this sounds familiar. How do I know this? Like, what is this from?
Right. Is this West Side Story?
Yeah.
That happened. The Les Mis blocking. I was like, wait a minute. I've seen that before.
Oh, and marching, waving flags.
Yeah, wait a minute.
It's very.
If only I could have had the stage rotate.
I know. Pittsfield High School and Taconic High School. Pittsfield High is doing You're in Town, Taconic is doing Big Fish, and the sets. Let's talk about the sets. I mean, the sets for both of these shows are amazing, and how do they come together? Very carefully.
So I actually designed our set this school year. Typically, we work with a designer from where I grew up, but I designed it. But our carpentry students at Taconic High School actually build our sets as part of their curriculum. So they get to take on the career of a scenic carpenter.
That's awesome.
And build these sets and help problem solve. And it's not the typical build a house. It's like, hey, this one door can only open this much because we have to have this lighting fixture behind it and that kind of stuff. So it encourages them to get really creative in how they're building the set. So they build it, and then the theater kids and I stay and paint.
Yeah, that's what this sounds familiar. Is that what's your process of set building?
Yeah, last year was my first year, and I was like, how do I do this? and so, like, the first set I did for the winter play, we like literally just made out of cardboard and painted it. And so it was kind of like being in a cartoon. And then I guess this year I had written a grant and I got some money to help the theater department. So I was able to hire a guy who used to work at both PHS and THS, Eric Sanger. So I drew some very unsophisticated things on paper and showed it to him and like, can we make this? And we built it together, and then we had a set build day where we all got together and painted and added set dressing, and we found like this sort of vinyl wallpaper with a brick pattern and put that up, and we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is fun, and that's part of the culture too, right? Coming together as the cast and building the set together and seeing it come to this magical place in the end.
Absolutely.
Magical place. So Pittsfield High School, two more chances to see them, 8th and 9th. 8th at 7 p.m., 9th at 2:30. You're in Town is the play. Taconic High School has Big Fish, May 8th, 9th, 14th, 15th, 16th. Plenty of opportunities to see both plays. LovePittsfield.com is the website for both of these. More information on both plays. LovePittsfield.com. LovePittsfield.com. All right, we have a few more minutes here. So, Brendan, this is your last play at Taconic High School, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's crazy. And do you hope to do any theater at Syracuse?
I hope to, but I don't know how it works because they have a real musical theater program that I'm not directly involved in. But I hope to be in some capacity involved with it. I've done run crew for a lot of equity productions on Berkshire Theater Group stage as well. So just being a part of it in any capacity would be something that I'm hoping that I'm able to
That's
achieve.
Exciting. And are you doing anything this summer?
I sure am. I'm working on a production of The American Five at Berkshire Theater Group, which is at their Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge. It's about the five speechwriters behind Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Yes. That sounds really powerful. Cool. And Ben, you are only a junior, so you have another year, but talk about things outside of Pittsfield that you are doing and anything fun this summer involving theater.
Yeah, this summer with Berkshire Theater Group, I'm involved in the production of 1776, which is kind of like this, like, it's, I don't know, a lot of people think of it, it's, I don't want to say it's like Hamilton, because it's not like Hamilton, but I think what Berkshire Theater Group's trying to do is kind of make it like a bunch of perspectives, not just like white men, it's, and the same, similar Hamilton-esque, so I think it'll be really fun, because it's a giant community project where we're all playing Founding Fathers, and on the 250th anniversary of America. So I think it'll be a really fun message and a really fun production.
Yeah. And do you want to talk about Magic Treehouse and the touring show a little?
Oh yeah, I'm also I'm involved with the elementary school touring show with Berkshire Theater Group. I've been doing it for quite some time now, but it's really fun. Brennan used to do it as
yep,
well.
Back
yeah, so it's very like, we go around to elementary schools. There's two casts of us, but it's usually every Friday. So every Friday a month. And we go around to different elementary schools in the tri-state region and perform. This year we are doing a hip-hop musical based on Shakespeare. And it's a lot of fun.
So, yeah. It's very funny. And Brendan, you did that for years.
Yes. I remember working on the same show, but like 4 or 5 years before. I don't remember exactly when, but I remember all the music. It's very familiar to me.
Yes. The touring show at Berkshire Theater Group goes around to the elementary schools. All right. We're rounding up to the last part of this. Pittsfield High School, you're in town May 8th at 7 p.m. and May 9th at 2:30 p.m. Taconic High School, Big Fish, May 8th through the 16th, various times. You can go to lovepittsfield.com for more information. You guys all rock.
Yeah,
I mean, we're so grateful to have Pittsfield's theater like this. Pittsfield High School and Taconic High School in the same city doing amazing things. So thank you for all you do. We're grateful. Have a good week, everyone.
Thanks.